Peter is in Godmanchester. He's on the phone. Hello, Peter.
Hello. Well, my question is fairly complicated, so you'll have to bear with me a little bit. We start off with a refrigerator. Now, a refrigerator, actually, you get more benefits than the energy you put in the sense that you put a certain amount of electricity in to move heat from the hot to the cold, or pump heat away from the cold areas, and you can pump significantly more heat than the energy you put in. So you've got a sort of reverse efficiency where you can move several times, probably, I don't know, three or four times, I don't know the exact figures.
The energy it actually depends on the temperature, the difference in temperature which the fridge is working across.
Yeah, so you're actually moving physically more heat than the energy you're putting in. Now, given that, can't we do the same thing in reverse and use the fact that we've created a heat differential to power a heat engine to generate the electricity back again? And now one or two things will happen. Either we'll get more electricity out than we should, in the sense that we've got an efficiency which is greater than the factor. So if we're pumping four times as much heat, then to convert the heat back to electricity, we only need 25% efficiency or better to actually win in the game.
So is this a way of making tons of free electricity just by running your fridge and cooling your beer down, Dave?
Okay, so basically you're asking if a fridge can pump far more heat than the energy you put in. That's definitely true. In fact, if it's pumping for a very small temperature difference, it can pump 100 times more heat than the energy you put in. Can we make a temperature difference with that and then use that temperature difference in order to generate electricity? We can use that temperature difference to generate electricity. We do use temperature differences to generate electricity all the time, essentially by using a heat engine, something like a car engine's a heat engine. And basically they can produce high quality electrical energy by moving heat from a hot place to a cold place. But a fridge is essentially just a heat engine running backwards. And again, with a normal heat engine, the amount of energy you can get out compared to the amount of heat you move is to do with the difference in the two temperatures. The bigger the difference in two temperatures, the more efficient it is. And so you're never, ever going to get more energy out by going around in a circle like this. Than
you'd just be violating the laws of physics, basically, which is not going to happen.
Yeah, there's a really, really fundamental law of physics, which essentially says you can't generate useful energy from nothing, and this would violate it.
It's an analogous question to if I had a propeller on my car as I drove along, could I connect that to some kind of generator and then power the car with the generator? It's kind of getting a free lunch, isn't it? And it just doesn't happen, energetically speaking. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, and I think actually with this one, it would be far, far worse, and it would work far less well than that.
Peter was in Godmanchester. I hope that answers your question. Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist.